Hey, you want that to go?
Well, we have some takeouts on top stories we're following this morning. You know, Celeste, there are winners and losers in the bad economy. You know, the short sellers did great when Wall Street collapsed, right, and everyone else did badly. Well, it's time to meet sort of the short sellers of the recession right now. There's a company in St. Louis that's found a way to turn this busted economy into a fantastic business model. And Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter from our partner in the New York Times, is joining us on the phone to talk about it. Louise, Talks Corporation has found a way to help companies avoid paying unemployment benefits to employees that have left the company, I guess to save these companies money, and they've turned it into a thriving industry?
That's right. You think when you lose your job, Todd, that you're going to get your unemployment benefits, but it turns out that companies can contest your right to get them. And how this works is that you don't get unemployment benefits, for instance, if you were fired for cause. And what companies do is they go to court and they say, this person doesn't deserve them. Now, you may wonder, why do these companies care? Why don't they want you to have your benefits? And the reason is that the fewer former workers of yours, if you're a big company, the fewer workers of yours who get unemployment benefits, then the lower unemployment taxes you'll pay.
It's sort of like car insurance, the fewer accidents you have. Right.
Absolutely. It's just like car insurance. And so this company Talks in St. Louis, what they do is they help companies, and we're talking about companies like Walmart, AT&T, Best Buy. They help these companies figure out which employees they can try to contest and which ones they can say shouldn't get these benefits.
Now, from Talks' perspective, they would say we're minimizing fraud. We're weeding out the fraudulent cases from the people who really deserve benefits. Does it shake out that way in court?
Well, I mean, the problem is some people say that Talks has an incentive to fight as many as possible of these cases because Talks markets itself as an effective company and they help these companies make, you know, pay lower unemployment taxes if they win. Some of the examples in the New York Times story are really egregious. We talk about someone in New Hampshire who worked for Walmart who was fired because he had taken a few dollars and coins from a vending machine, and he went to court and he said, you know, look, I just forgot to turn them in. This was an accident. And what happened was Walmart, which had fired him, didn't appear. They didn't show up. Talks kind of blew the case off. And there's numerous examples like this. Another example from Lord & Taylor where these people, it's very questionable if they were really fired for cause or not, and Talks is helping these companies fight them from getting their unemployment benefits.
Does Talks work on commission? Do they get paid more the more money a company saves?
Well, they promise to save their clients money. So in their marketing materials, and they even in their marketing materials warn employers that a single claim can cause a higher tax rate. So they're, you know,
right,
making the promise to increase winning percentages to these companies.
All right. Well, winners and losers in the bad economy. Lots of people are losers when they lose their jobs. But Talks Corporation, for better or for worse, they're a winner right now. They're from St. Louis. And Louise Story is from The New York Times. Louise, thanks so much.
Now for our next takeout, we're going to go to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. And Ibrahim, you called it.
The reason why I think Butler's going to win is because their coach is going to prepare them to do everything the right way, everything the same way that they've been doing. They're going to take that energy from Indianapolis, and something special is going to happen.
Okay, so you were right there. You predicted that Butler would beat Michigan State, and then they have. They're going to end up playing Duke in the national championship. You, however, also predicted West Virginia would beat Duke and not
even
so
close.
Much.
That was Duke basically proved that it was playing the best basketball of the year that they've been playing and also the best basketball in the tournament. They knocked down threes early in the game, and they proved formidable
they
on
did.
Defense. But this is an interesting statistic. Duke is like the Yankees of college basketball.
Yes.
They're like the Cowboys of football.
Them.
Exactly. Not only does everyone hate them, but they hate them for a reason. They spend more money than anyone else on basketball. So their budget for college basketball is $13.87 million.
Whoa.
Butler comes in at $1.7 million.
Whoa.
Which is less than actually Coach K's salary. So when you're looking at this David versus Goliath thing, this is real. This is actually physical on the campus.
Wow.
It deals with the energy and the input that you put into the team.
I apologize to Duke fans. It just makes me not like you more.
But, however, this is one of the more likable Duke teams. They play great defense. They're really a close-knit team. They're hardworking. Out of all the Duke teams in the past that people have felt like they were pompous and had this attitude, I would say this Duke team is probably the most likable Duke team.
In Butler's favor, though, besides the fact that everybody loves an underdog, they're also almost on home turf, right?
They're completely on home turf, and that's what's exciting about Butler. The one guy I really like is this Michael Norred, I believe his Norred. He was his college freshman class president. And on a small campus of like 4,000 people, that's a pretty cool thing. But he can steal the ball out of nowhere. He's like, he has this knack of, as soon as a guy's passing him, he snatches the ball and he kind of steals it directly out of his hands. He's got really quick hands. He sidesteps and then takes the ball out. So I think Butler has some intangibles that you can't really teach and you can't really coach as much. They really want to win, and them playing in Indianapolis is going to prove a lot for their emotional state.
Okay, but well, a lot of people have said this is going to really come down to a battle of the coaches. So I'm going to ask you here, Ibrahim, call it for me. In this big battle for the national championship between Butler and Duke, who do you think is going to take it?
Okay, so Coach K has won the Olympics. He's the most winningest NCAA coach of all time. He's won more games.
He's the coach of Duke.
He's the coach of Duke, correct. Coach Brad Stevens is 33 years old. He's 30 years younger. But who has he beaten in this tournament? He's beaten Jim Boeheim. He's beaten Tom Izzo, both NCAA champions before. This might be the ascension of Coach Stevens as the new coach that everyone's going to talk about for the next 30 or 40 years as one of the best coaches ever. And I do think Butler's going to win.
What score?
Whoa. It'll be under 5 points. It's not going to be a blowout.
Wow, so a close game, good game you're predicting between Butler and Duke, but you think Butler will come out on top.
Definitely.
Okay, we're going to check back in with you to see if that's what happened. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, he's the Takeaway Sports contributor.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.